Proposition 1 gives voters a once-in-20-years chance to decide whether to hold a constitutional convention. Supporters say it's an opportunity to reform unethical practices in Albany that's led to both former legislative leaders facing corruption charges. 9 former associates of Governor Cuomo have also been charged with crimes including bribery and bid rigging. Opponents, including the state's major unions and environmentalists, as well as gun rights groups and the Conservative Party, say the state's constitution includes many rights already. They're concerned the convention could be hijacked by groups that don't agree with their views. Blair Horner is with the New York Public Interest Research Group, which is remaining neutral on whether to hold the convention. He says the arguments really boil down to 2 basic elements.
It's really hope versus fear. Hope that somehow a constitutional convention will make Albany a better place and clean up the state constitution. Fear that if you convene a convention and you elect delegates to it, the good things that are in the state constitution will put at risk. And that's what it fundamentally comes down to.
The other 2 ballot propositions each amend just 1 section of the state's constitution. Proposition 2 gives a judge discretion to revoke the pensions of public officials convicted of felonies for crimes committed after January 1, 2018. The federal constitution prohibits the state from imposing additional penalties for past crimes, so the change would not affect several state politicians convicted of crimes in recent years. Proposition 3 creates a 250-acre land bank for the Adirondack and Catskill Forever Wild Preserves. It allows local government in the parks to withdraw land from the land bank to make road and bridge repairs and lay cable along roadways on lands that otherwise are subject to strict land use rules. Environmental groups, as well as elected officials in the region, all support the measure. The biggest challenge, say advocates of all of the proposals, is for voters to remember to turn their ballot over and vote on the 3 propositions. John Conklin, spokesman for the State Board of Elections, says an effort is being made to remind voters.
Every poll site or ballot has to have instructions telling the voter where the ballot props are. One of the things we suggested is an arrow on the ballot that basically instructs the voter to turn it over. So we try to discourage referring to the front and the back. We don't want to prejudice one side or the other, so we just basically say the 2-sided ballot.
The Board of Elections is also working to dispel a couple of myths that have been circulating on social media. One is that if a voter does not vote for or against a proposition and leaves it blank, then that counts as a yes. Conklin says that is absolutely not true.
Only a yes vote is a yes vote. If you leave it blank, it's a blank vote.
And it won't be counted for anything, he says. Another bit of fake news on social media is that the ballot scanners will reject the ballot if a voter leaves the proposition page blank. That is also not true. Conklin says the scanners only reject a ballot if someone votes twice for an office or ballot question that requires just 1 answer to give the voter a chance to fix the mistake. Polls are open until 9 p.m. The Board of Elections website can also help voters find their polling place. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.